Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot. It's DJ IQ.
Runway. The right way. Mind Shaker.
Shake up.
Mother Erica Kane, Ms. Rahi, and Kitty Balenciaga presents Definition of a Diva 3.
When?
May 14, 2011.
Location?
The Warehouse, 3108 Lockwood Drive,
Louisville, Kentucky.
Doors open at 10 p.m. Legend Sets the Stars at 11 p.m. First category at midnight. Tables $100 in advance with no liquor. $150 in advance with liquor. At the door, $150 with no liquor.
Register early. Get your spirit.
MC, Icon, Jack Mizrahi, and Icon, Sheldon Kong. Mini Grand, open to all sex sites, $250. Open to all club kid runway, $500. Legendary, open to all old way, $500. Legendary Femme Queen Performance, $500. Grand Prize, open to all club kid face, $1,000. Open to all club kid performance, $1,000. Please, this ball will start on time, and we will have high security enforced. Try it, if you will. Mother Erica Kane Mizrahi and Kitty Balenciaga present Definition of a Diva 3. The Icon, James Kahn, presents The Cocktail Party, Sunday, May 29th, 2011, at the Upscale Ballroom, 3900 Bexley Place, Suitland, Maryland. Your commentators for the night, The Icon, Jack Mizrahi, and The Icon, Sheldon Kahn. Your DJ for the evening, legendary Von Allure. Doors open at 10 p.m., ball starts at 2 a.m., be on time. Tables, $125. Categories include Mini Grand Prize, $250. Host your favorite legend. Grand Prize, $500 as a house. The Nightlife. Contact information, Icon James Kahn at 202-423-0420. Mother Jubal Kahn at 336-491-7967. Or Mother Nicole Kahn, see in person. The Icon James Kahn presents The Cocktail Party. It's not to be missed. Cheers. Legendary overall Mother D.T. Chanel and legendary overall Mother Temperance Allure present The Precious Moments of the Living Doll, Mother's Day, May 8, 2011, 2043, Chester Bridge Road, Atlanta, Georgia, $30 all night, tables $150, doors open at 10 p.m., grand prize, $1,500, double the doll, female figure, teen face, with a twist. Mini Grand, Maker's Gag, open to all, $250. Twister vs. Sister, $200 plus $10 pop. Runway, open to all, $200 plus $10 pop. Butch Queen vs. Femme Queen, Sex Idol, $200 each, two trophies. Female figure performance, $200 plus a $10 pop. As a house, $250. All production should be no more than 3 minutes. No excuses. Don't try. Legendary overall Mother D.T. Chanel and legendary overall Mother Tempest Allura present The Precious Moments of the Living Doll.
Boys and Queens, presenting the Dynamic Ball DVD producer, originator of the Sneaker vs. Sneaker category, executive realness contestant, and member of the House of Laqua, sweetie. He's either loved or hated and is broadcasting live all the way from ATL. Without further delay or hesitation, grab your nuts and squeeze your meat for the one and only Tom motherfucking Blumenthal.
Put your hands together for the bass, the real,
to be real.
Wait, the legendary,
Kelly Mizrahi.
here for another installment of the motherfucking show. 15, you know I had to get you, 15. I had to get you, girl. I had to get you, honey. I had to get you, 15. 15 was ready to exit the motherfucking building. Stage left, honey. Stage left, honey. I want to say hi to everybody in the chat room. I want to say hi to everybody that's on the phone lines. I want to say, you know, how y'all doing, honey? It's another day, honey. We are here. We are live in the building. It is April the 14th, 2011. And we are all here, and we are live, and we have seen another day, honey. We're definitely going to, I'm trying to find out exactly where's Rodney at. Hey, I love you too, son. I'm trying to find out where Rodney's at so I can find out what ball did Rodney go to this weekend. Was he in Virginia or was he at the ball in Baltimore this weekend? Because it was definitely three balls this weekend, Baltimore, Virginia, and Detroit. And so I was in Detroit, and hopefully Rodney will definitely have a recap from either Baltimore or Virginia to let us know what happened in Baltimore or Virginia. And girl's mother was up in the motherfucking Breakfast Club this Friday, first Fridays. I was in the building. I came in the building. I was there for LSS. I don't know what happened at the ball. So, you know, maybe somebody can call in here and tell us what happened at the Breakfast Club, because I had left the Breakfast Club. I had some other things that I had to take care of, and so I had to go. But I was definitely in the building. Me and my legendary overall East Coast mother, Nicole Kahn, was definitely in the building. Went all the way down to Philly and got our LSS, honey, and we popped. Bitch, I don't know, it's early, and I see a lot of people with their hand up, so let's go to some callers to see what they have to say, because they got their hand up. 267-704, you're live on the air on the recap show. 267-407, you're live on the air on the recap show. Oh, let's try this one more time. 267-407, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. The next call I have is 843-693. You're live on the air on the recap show. You're live on the air on the recap show. Okay, I guess not. The next caller that I have is 267-671. You're live on the air on the recap show.
What's up, Kelly? This is Lex from Philly. I just want to what's up? I just want to give a shout out to my sister who was locked up this weekend for killing her boyfriend. You know, us trainees down here in Philly is getting a bad reputation on the news. There's a lot of stuff going on. They keep, you know what I'm saying, exploiting trainees in the news. My sister then acted in self-defense and killed her boyfriend the other night. And I just want everybody out there in the community to pray for Alicia Prestige, because right now she's going through it. She's a very pretty and sweet girl, and she deserves some prayer. That's all I had to say.
Okay, thank you. We'll definitely pray for her. Okay. Yes, honey, definitely our prayers definitely go out to her and everything that she's going through and shit like
you
that, honey.
Mail.
And hope she definitely pulls through this, honey. Oh, and to all of y'all girls out there, honey, to all y'all trannies out there in New York City that listen to the radio show, and all you girls from out of state that come to New York, and y'all know who y'all are, honey, and y'all be on 14th Street making y'all change, honey. DJ Mr. C has been locked up. Y'all all girls, y'all know who I'm talking about. Y'all girls out there that like DJ Mr. C, honey, for the radio show, he has been locked up. They caught him in the car getting a slow neck. Y'all girls know what I'm talking about. He was getting a slow neck from this 20-year-old transsexual in the village, and they locked him up. So all y'all girls that like get that like to give him that slow neck, and he dropped those hundreds every time you suck it nice and slow, he's in jail, honey. Yes, honey. For promoting prostitution, honey. He's locked. Ooh, yeah, honey. I got another caller. Detroit, honey. I got a Detroit caller on the line, honey. Let's see. 313-608. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hi, Kelly. This is Eric. I was just calling because I have a complete list of the winners from the ball. So if you need me, let me know.
Oh, yes, yes. I was definitely in Detroit this weekend. I don't know where Rodney at. Maybe he'll be coming up. But I was in Detroit this weekend, and my son, TJ Mizrahi, had his ball this weekend. And I want to say happy birthday to TJ Mizrahi. And I also want to say happy birthday to AJ Mizrahi. Today is both of their birthdays. And so Mother sends y'all a birthday shout out and much love. And wish y'all many more to come. But yes, Eric, give us the winners of the ball.
Okay. Pull it up. The winners for the night, Kelly, were, as far as Virgin Runway, it was, of course, won by 007. Virgin Performance for TJ's Ball was won by Jupiter Evisu. Open to All Sex Siren was won by Lorenzo Mizrahi. Pretty Boy Realness was won by Jason Father Mizrahi. Tag Team Runway, of course, everyone was chopped. It was Team Evisu and Team Chanel. No, there were no winners for that category because both teams were chopped. Old Way was won by Marlo Evisu. And Performance was won by Donnie Ebony. Butch Queen and Drag's Face was won by Kelly Ebony. Open to All Runway Redemption was won by Tanya Ebony. Virgin Performance was won by Sedance Pendavis. Thug Realness was won by Mooka Milan. Female Figure Performance was won by Keela Rodeo. Femme Queen Realness was won by Toya Ebony, Mother Toya Ebony. Schoolboy Realness was won by Edward Evisu. The Call-Out category was won by Chanel Mizrahi. Realness with the Twist was won by Marlo Evisu. Female Figure Runway was won by Carmen Chanel. Team Realness was won by Jason Mizrahi and the other person. Was that a Mizrahi as well, Kelly? That was with Jason?
Yes, you are.
Okay. And then Team Performance was also won by Mizrahi. And those are the categories that were walked. The other categories were not walked. There were no one walking those categories.
Yes, honey, yes. We was in and out of that motherfucking building. I had a blast in Detroit. I really did. I had fun. For the little time that I was there in the building. Hold on, I have another Detroit caller. Hold on. 313-575. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hell no. Hey, Mom, what's going on? Hey, Eric.
Hey.
I use it.
Hey,
use it. I'm about to,
TJ,
I'm about to have to put you back on hold. Baby, you already know what I'm talking about.
He's right here, too.
Mm-hmm.
He is. He's right here, too, man.
Baby, I still get my text, and I text you back and said I was waiting.
Oh, my. Last night, I took my first pill ever. So I was out of
baby.
It the majority of the day.
Oh, I know that's right, honey. I know that's right.
I was at Danny's house on the flow past out.
How did you like your function?
I love the ball. Actually, I'm glad it was a complete success. We had 168 girls in the building. One thing that I did notice, Eric said that Jupiter Evisu won Virgin. He won Butch Queen Performance, not Virgin.
Oh, that was okay.
So, besides that, I loved everything, and I'm actually working on my next one now.
I know, that's right. Working on out for the next one.
Baby. Our cash is given out. I even paid extra cash category that wasn't even on the flyer.
I know, that's right. And if I don't get my fucking text, you're going to be a 007 by the time your next ball comes.
Matter of fact, hold on. Here we go right now. Come here.
Not on the radio.
Oh, never mind.
Well, TJ, I had so much fun at your ball. I had so much fun at your ball.
Thanks. That's what I'm glad that everything went through successfully. There was no fight, no drama, no nothing. Everything went through smoothly. Everybody loved the ball. No, Kelly,
I know that's right.
Text message.
I know that's,
But I had a blast. I really enjoyed myself. I was in and out of Detroit. The only thing I didn't like, bitch, that I was stuck in the airport for 3.5 hours because my flight was delayed, bitch.
Leaving?
But other than that, I had a blast, Sonny. I had a blast. I really enjoyed myself.
You were sitting on the tarmac?
Baby, no. I was sitting at the gate waiting for the plane to leave, honey, because the pilot wasn't there yet, honey. He was stuck in another state, honey. His flight was delayed, honey, that he was supposed to get on our plane. So I was just there.
Damn.
Yeah, Sonny. But I had a blast. I really enjoyed myself, and I really had fun, honey, for the time that I was there. Besides that fucking Detroit Lion trying to storm me doing my LSS. Girl, you don't storm a legend doing the LSS, queen.
Well, Mika put a stop to that. She said, girl, nobody's buying it right now. Nationwide, not on your side.
Sonny, baby, I paid her like the night she was, Miss Day, and kept it on moving, honey.
You
she want to
me
doing my LSS. Girl, I know she out there listening. She might be calling in on one of her girlfriends and tell her that I'm reading her. She'll be calling
ma,
in,
somebody,
too,
ma, somebody, ma.
Yes?
Hold on. Somebody just want to say something to you real quick.
Hello?
Hello?
You wanted me to text you?
Yeah, not on the radio show.
Alright, I'm going to text you then.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, honey.
I'm going to hurt you, TJ. Hold on. See right there, hold on, I got a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello, Kelly.
Baby, let's try this again. I'm going to open your microphone. I'm going to have them open your microphone again, baby. You need to fix all that static and an echo that you got on that phone. Come on. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello, Kelly.
Yes.
Hi, Kelly. This is 15.
Hey, wait, hold on.
You got it going on. You got it going on.
What's going on, Miss Sissy?
Nothing much. I just want to say hello. I missed the part where you said somebody tried to storm you for LSS. Who were you talking about?
Maybe some Detroit Lion, one of the Detroit Lions, honey, this queen that I sat down for realness the last time I was out in Detroit. I sat her down for realness, and she stormed me for LSS mistake, like it was choice mistake, and I paid her like the night she was and kept it on moving.
Oh.
Yes, honey, she wanted to, she came out and stormed me, baby, and she wanted, like, she wanted to battle and play with me, honey. I wasn't going to play with that queen, honey.
Yes,
honey.
Is TJ still on the phone?
Yes, your boo is still on the phone.
Oh, my
you
God.
You ain't got your pussy wet right now.
Hey, 15, what's going on?
If you wanted to see me, you should have hit me up. You could have came to Detroit this weekend. Oh, my God.
He is over there having a long ass body.
You could have shared rooms with me.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, I'm done. Where's Nicole at?
I texted Nicole to find out what she was doing. He never texted me back, honey. And so I don't know what Nicole's doing. And I also text Rodney, and I don't know what Rodney's doing to find out what happened at the ball, find out what ball Rodney went to this weekend. But neither one of them texted me back, so I don't know what's going on with neither one of them tonight.
Can you switchboard call Nicole? Because I got some words for her.
You got some words for Nicole?
Yep. She don't know how to return people's phone calls.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Let me see if I can have them get that lady up on the line, honey. Girl, that lady's a busy lady, honey. Hold on. Let me see if I can get somebody to get her up here on the line. Hold on. Sending her number over the switchboard right now, honey.
So, TJ, when you having another ball?
I'm not too sure yet. I'm in the process of working on the next one. I know the title of it, but I don't know the date yet.
Okay, I'm a cop. I'm going to.
Oh, that's what's up. But the flyers for Catch Me If You Can will be out soon.
Okay.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Nicole?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know who returned on your phone call, Nicole?
Who was this?
This TJ.
What the hell is today?
Today
is Monday, the recap show.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, this is a mess for me. I'm sorry. Happy birthday, TJ. Hello, everyone. Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Happy birthday.
See, you were supposed to be here this weekend.
No, I'm not okay. I'm woken up out of my sleep. What you think? Who is that?
That's 15, honey.
Oh, 15, girl.
Hey, baby.
You got everything that's going on? I forgot. Oh, today's my... Oh, my God. I got to go to... Oh, God. It's, do we need to stop going to balls? I'm tired. Oh, my God.
I was just telling the girls how we went to Philly, honey, at 12:30 in the night, honey, to get our LSS, honey, at the Breakfast Club.
Mm-hmm. And we got there right in time. We was coming down the road. They just was doing.
Oh, shit. I forgot to tell y'all girls. Y'all remember last week that the girls told me not to come to Philly because if I come to Philly, that I was going to get beat. So me and Nicole went to Philly, and we did our LSS. And then after LSS, I left the building and went outside. They said in the middle of the ball, Nicole could not find me because I was outside having a conversation with my husband. They said Nicole came in on the middle of the floor and stopped the ball. And he was like, I can't find my sister Kelly. Where is she at? But I was outside, girls. I was safe.
Because you got to be careful, 15. You never know. Just somebody could have grabbed and snatched her up, and it was just an easy done over, baby. And nobody knows. She was going too long.
I'm talking to Rodney right now. He said he was at Sequoia's ball this weekend. I'm waiting to see if he's coming on, honey, to give us the tea on what happened at Sequoia ball. I heard they had over $2,000 worth of cash categories this weekend at Sequoia's ball. So maybe we get the tea on what happened at Sequoia's function this weekend.
I was told that all the girls was in Baltimore, though, because they said that ball was packed.
Yeah, this is
Sequoia Ball
was horrible. Oh, Nicole. Oh, my God. What? Sequoia Ball was horrible. Nicole, but, I mean, that's what I heard. I mean, I'm not, Blair, let me correct that. Yeah, I did hear that, but I don't, not for myself. I mean, but I heard it was horrible.
Who, Sequoia Ball?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I saw they got some of the clips up from her ball. It looked like it was only about 12 people that was in the crowd. That's all I saw was 12 people.
Oh shit! I'm gonna fuck you up, honey. And I need her on this motherfucking line, honey. The firm was not about the motherfucking spill, honey. Okay? I got some motherfucking hot tea off the motherfucking platter, honey, baby. And I need to know if it's true or not, honey. I hear there's a new Omaha Midwest mother of the House of Ebony. And there's a new Chicago mother of the House of Ebony. So I need to find out the tea on what's going on, honey. How you doing?
Oh, it's juice.
Yes.
It's a big juice. Well, you know, maybe Tayana will come on and confirm whether or not, honey, so I'm going to spill the tea now. Well, the tea that I have now is that we have the overall East Coast mother, Kelly Mizrahi. We have the overall East Coast mother, Nicole Khan. We have the overall East Coast mother, Cabbage Ebony. We have the overall Midwest mother, Ray Mizrahi, the overall Midwest father, Q Mizrahi. Now we also have the new overall Midwest mother, Toya Ebony, And then now I hear that we have the new Chicago mother, Tyana Ebony. So, Tyana, if you're out there and you're listening, call in here because it's a big juice, and we was talking about it all this weekend in Chicago and me in Detroit, honey.
Oh.
And I heard that you were supposed to debut as the Chicago mother at my son TJ's ball, but you never made it to the ball, and Fatty was supposed to debut as the father of the House of Ebony. So,
it's juice, Tyana. Make sure you bring your vodka, because my question after that would be, how did you go from where you are to a Chicago mother?
Listen, Tyana, you call in here, honey, because you got a big juice, honey, and you want to know your I.E. Ebony. Honey, yes, honey.
They gave it right.
So, Toya is the overall East Coast mother. Fatty is the overall Midwest father. Tyana is the new Chicago mother of the House of Ebony, and she went back home to her home where she belongs, because they gave the very that she left the House of Ebony because she was so tired of the Milan not coming to her functions, supporting her functions. So she went back home, and now she is mother. Tyana Ebony. So, Tyana, if y'all out there, you're listening, please call in here. It's Monday. It's Messy Monday. It's the recap. We want to know the tea, girl.
The juice is not tea. If you come here and call in the tea, honey, I'm hanging up.
Oh,
we got to get
the juice. Excuse me. We want to know the juice, Tyana. So, I want to know, you know. So, 15, did you hear anything about that?
Yes, she's supposed to be coming out at Marco's Ball this weekend for the state-to-state tryout ball.
You know, 15 is always reliable. Go ahead, $15.
Yeah, she's coming out at this ball on Saturday in Chicago. I heard she's coming out as Chicago Mother Ebony. But the shade is, I heard Berlin was leaving the Lord, going back to Ebony also.
Oh, shit, honey. Hold on, we got to get Rodney up on this phone, honey.
Yeah. Oh, the girls are all going home.
Yes.
Girls are going home, honey.
There's no place
honey.
Like home. There's no place.
They said there's no place like home, honey. Baby, well, let's get Rodney up on this phone because I got some tea for Rodney. I got some juice for Rodney, too. So we're going to get Rodney up here.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the radio show, everybody. The legendary father himself, Rodney Milan, is down. On the airways with us, honey. Hi.
He's driving around town with the girl I love and I like.
All right.
Fuck you.
Rodney is here in the building.
What's going on, guys?
All right, Rodney.
Nothing
much.
Just sit up here recapping, spilling some juice.
So we wanted the orange juice on Sequoia Ball.
Oh, okay. So which ball did you guys already discuss? I missed it already. Who did you discuss?
I was in Detroit. We discussed the winners in Detroit and the function in Detroit, and we was waiting to hear about Sequoia Ball, and I was trying to get somebody to call and give us the tea on what happened in Baltimore. They said Baltimore was the tea.
Oh, okay. Well, I went to Sequoia's Ball. It was very nice. Had a good time, nice crowd, gave out, you know, all the money for all the categories and everything that was walked. Let's see, think everybody being on their best behavior. You know, there's no outbursts, no fights, no nothing. You know, that was pretty good, based on the last ball that was there at that venue, I think. The ball was supposed to be over at 3. We wound up leaving out of there about 4:30. So they didn't let them extend it because everybody was acting accordingly. And, of course, you pay for extra time. But, you know, as long as the people were acting okay, the man didn't mind continuing with the ball. So that was a good thing. We had, houses were in the building, Revlons, Milans, Prodigies, Evisu's, a couple of other houses were there. and, you know, their spirit and everything was there as well. So we had Legendary Realness, I Walk, and I Walk, Legendary Realness.
Nicole is falling out.
Yes,
I know. I'm not. I'm. See, don't stop. But can I throw something? Because y'all did Rodney. I'm going to interrupt you, but they have to do this to them. They did Milan. They did Ebony. They told us who was the overall East Coast of all those things and stuff like that. And by we was talking about people going home, I thought it would fix, you know, be fair to say, Kelly, is it true that your home buddy? Excuse me. As in the black child, is now the overall godfather of the House of Mizrahi?
Oh, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay. Good girl. I'm glad you went back home because you did nothing as a Chanel, and don't speak to me in public then either.
Oh. Okay.
Well, since you dropping juice, right?
I haven't been since you dropping juice. Fuck off.
On the floor.
That been saying, well, since you dropping juice.
You knocked over my cup of apple juice, man.
Oh God!
But I also got some tea, and you know maybe Rodney can confirm more than I.
Oh.
Well, Rodney, I hear that man is supposed to be stepping down, and that you're going to be the new overall father of the House of Prodigy.
Oh! Wow.
I get that. I did get that.
Oh, well, I've been at that before. That
I'm 15. You're on the phone. Hey, baby, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I feel.
That has been going around for years. It's been going around for years. Before I became Milan, that was surfacing. That came around. I am Father Milan of D.C. And that's it.
Can we have your take about? Can we have your take about Tiana? You know, leaving and home, and I mean, well, leaving her ex home to become go home. Home. What do you think about that, Rodney?
That's a daughter, so, you know, I give my blessings to anyone who wants to go, you know, home or go, as they say, you know, saying advancements in the ballroom scene as far as positioning and wise like that. And it was no ill will. She, you know, she called me. We called Don on three-way. Then we discussed it a little bit, you know, asking, you know, explanation of different things like that. And, you know, she always had my blessing, always had my support no matter what she does.
Right. Well, the seat that was coming from her father. Congratulations. We all know that it's so, and we don't have to see it on the runway because we know it's all true now. All right. Tiana, EBONY, y'all going to make her a commercial?
Congratulations, Tiana. Mother
Tiana, I'm going to be the first one to congratulate you because it's not a rumor. Your father gave you congratulations. And I wish you great. Now, who else we want to talk about?
Well, to all the girls that's out there, honey, baby, this is the season for the children to be going back home. And everybody's going back home to where they belong. So, girls, close your doors, lock up your children, because if you took them, we're taking them back.
Oh. Well, darling, I see the overall East Coast thing is starting to grow really big.
Why is it more
East
Coast something?
I mean, I'm just repeating what everybody said tonight. 15, wink.
I want to congratulate my sister, Mother Toya Ebony.
Congratulations.
Being the overall East Coast mother of the House of Ebony, honey. I definitely do want to congratulate. And you know, you know what else I want to talk about?
Wait a minute. You said Toya is the overall East Coast mother?
She's the overall Midwest mother. So.
All right, we got to make sure we correct that and keep it corrected.
Yes. But now since we're talking about, because now it's like 7 or 8 overall East Coast mothers. And I remember about a year and a half ago when I sat down with Jasmine and Andre and came up with the title of Overall East Coast Mother, okay? Because I felt that at the time that when I see a mother and a father, I think of somebody that needs to look appropriate when they are out there together. And so I felt that me and Caliente, that was father at the time, didn't look appropriate standing there together as mother and father. So I wanted to find somebody that blend with him, so I made up the Overall East Coast Mother. And the girls read down on what we were living. They read on the radio show, oh, Miss Thang, they had no title to give her, Miss Thang, so they just made this up, Miss Thang. But, bitch, girl, it has took off like hot motherfucking cakes, bitch. Girl, but I tell you, there's so many Overall East Coast Mothers and Fathers, Miss Thang. They even got it in the Kiki scene, Miss Thang. A pat to on my back, Miss Thang, on my blueprint. Because I am working on my blueprint.
I mean, we know you're working on your blueprint. You got godfathers and stuff now.
Yes, honey. I want Tayana to call into this show, honey. We got a father calling.
Hello,
you're live on the air, the recap show.
Yes, hello.
Yes, you're live on the air.
All y'all motherfucking faggots. What's this mother shit coming from? Y'all got dicks. Y'all don't have periods.
Oh, my God.
And who is that?
For niggas.
Niggas.
Oh, that's somebody that was born from a rock and not a mother. Okay, thank you very much. Next caller, please. I understand. No, don't laugh, y'all. You know, when you have rocks born from rocks, they don't understand the term that Kelly's making. Next caller, Cal.
Yeah, they don't have a life. That's what it is, baby.
They don't have a mother.
Maybe.
Oh,
they
mad
right now, honey.
They don't have a mother. They said, all of y'all mothers, y'all got B-birds. And, bitch, what do you got sounding like that?
Baby, sitting in my girlfriend's kicking in the background, bitch, probably in a motherfucking APP motherfucking hotel room, bitch, trying to make some change, bitch, out of 15 cents.
Nicole,
bitch, they got nerve, honey.
What? It's not really a thing. This is my damn mother. You ain't got one. Hang up. That's why. You know how when people don't have a mother, they never understand it. So, you know, that's why we have the term of East Coast mother and gay mother and stuff, because we had to make mothers evolve, because the mothers that were here, you know, seem to have got their sperm from rocks. And, you know, it's been very unfortunate. So we thank you, Kelly, for coming up with the term, because, you know, it gives other mothers a chance to move around, you know. I think, yeah.
So did you guys discuss
the chat room? Baby, please don't. No, I already told the girls I don't want to have to block you. We are not going to talk about Tony in the chat room. We're not going to talk about Tony on the phone line.
All right, I'm out of here.
That was last week. The situation is over.
And yeah, do like this, Rodney.
All right,
I'm out of here.
Dude, you guys, Kelly.
Yes.
Have you guys discussed the Atlanta Labor Day decision?
Rodney want to hear people's opinions. Okay, I like that one. Good, very, very good. Have you, Kelly?
We have discussed Atlanta Labor Day weekend, and to everybody out there, the House of Mizrahis lost Atlanta Labor Day weekend by 2 points, and so it is now confirmed that we will not be having our House ball Atlanta Labor Day weekend. It's now confirmed that we are definitely going to be having our House ball Columbus Day weekend, Atlanta, Georgia, $10,000. For the house with the most points, Columbus Day weekend in Atlanta, Georgia.
So what house did you lose to?
We lost to the House of Chanel that's having a ball that weekend.
Oh.
So they took their child back.
Yes, they are. Yeah, the House of Chanel is having a ball that weekend in Atlanta, so we're doing Columbus Day weekend in Atlanta, our house ball, for $10,000. That Friday, it will be a Mizrahi Club night. That Friday, there will be the house ball on Saturday. And on Sunday, there will be a rumble. And on Monday, we're going to have a dinner, and we're going to invite everybody to the dinner on Monday if they're still in town on Monday.
Oh, and this is like Columbus. That's my birth. Wait, Columbus. That's my birthday weekend. Oh,
yeah, that's the weekend Jasmine always has her $5,000 balls and stuff.
Oh, no, she has it the week before that. Cause, yeah, you're right. Okay, you're right. You're right. Yeah, work for me.
Okay. It's going to be the 7th, the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th of October.
Oh, what about the 12th, the 13th, and the 14th? That's the week, birthday week right there. That's cute, though. That's going to be real cute.
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations to the house of Chanel. Congratulations to the house of Ms. Vary. You know, you take me, I take you. You know, one thing washes, one hand washes the other.
So, you know, so all you girls out there that's out there in the building, honey, baby, I think the 30th is the Capitol Awards Ball, and flyers will be circulated.
They're already
so
out. The categories are already out.
Get your kids together. Get your girls together. Start booking y'all tickets. Start booking y'all hotels. Because, bitch, it's going down in Hotlanta.
Oh, Kelly, can I say something real fast?
Yes.
I would like to be the first to say happy birthday to ex Miss Rahi.
Oh, happy birthday, son. Yes, baby. I got a lot of kids' birthday. It is now 12 o'clock, and it is no longer TJ's birthday. It's no longer AJ's birthday. It's not X's birthday. Happy birthday, X.
Oh, wait. You got a house full of Aries?
Baby, my house mostly Gemini. We got a lot of Geminis. Gemini's rule, Ms. Rahi.
I have a very public, out like crazy opinion about Aries and Geminis.
The next caller we have is 815-616. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
I want to know how Toya can be East Coast mother when she lives in Chicago. How is that possible? I thought you had to be living that region.
No, she already.
She corrected it.
I retracted my statement and I said I made a mistake. It's the overall Midwest mother.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
I'm glad you came and corrected, though. You wasn't having it.
Okay. She wasn't having it.
Hey, okay, we got another caller. The next caller we have is 614-538-530. You're live on the air. Okay, they hung up. Baby, I want to find out what happened at the ball in Baltimore, too. I need to know. They said it was packed in Baltimore. I want to know what happened in Boise and B-more. Honey, somebody need to call and give me the tea on what happened in B-more. Honey. Nicole, well, what happened at the Breakfast Club? Because I was outside.
I don't know. Congratulate to the whole House of Con and to the Philadelphia chapter. China, you are doing an amazing job. I was very, very impressed. It was really not a big juice like that. It wasn't a big juice. I mean, it was fun. But, yes, I didn't really get to see anything because I was in the Breakfast Club, but I was all over because that had my first time actually, you know, being there and running through there. So I really wasn't watching.
I was going to call China is the Philadelphia mother.
No, China is the Philadelphia overseer.
Okay, Philadelphia overseer, okay.
Oh,
and
no,
she's done
fine,
a fabulous job. Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous job. And it was good to see, who else was there? Man, and, oh, God, I'm sorry. I was looking for the Chinese food. I thought the cat ate it. It was going to be a beef up in here, bitch. It was real cute. It was Harold and was there. It was pretty packed. I seen Runway. We won that. I seen a couple of things. We won. And I think Balenciaga or Prodigy won. the Vogue Femme Grand Prize card. But it was real cool in there. The highlight was Miss Kelly coming in there, bitch, and was on the road. And Miss Thing walked runway on down, and she started voguing. The Breakfast Club went up. She said she took it down. She took it down in her Vogue, bitch, and then she dipped. And that was all she wrote. That was it.
And
then
I was
going
for the rest of the night. Hold on.
Yeah, and then we see.
The next caller that we have is 410-870. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Yeah, hello. I'm calling to talk about the ball in Baltimore.
Oh, bring
yes,
it.
Yes, what?
It was hot. Lil Ronnie, VC1, Vogue Femme, Devon got on one runway. It was just hot. A lot of Philly people came out to play. The team thing was hot. Feminine did real nice for her team. She broke everything down, in my opinion.
Well, who did real
nice?
So
what team won?
Feminine destruction. Yes, Nisi.
Lil Ronnie, VC1.
I heard
team
she
won.
Was
he
a
blogging
now.
Lil Ronnie, VC2, Kitty Auger, Little Kenny, VC2, Isha, VC2, and Little James Caan on the team. That's the
this
team that
won. This is Little James Caan. She's the fabulous.
Okay, I know that's right. Working on out, honey.
Nicole, I just caught that.
I mean, it's no shade, no shade. I put it up. I just know publicly we have all have our favorites, and the centuries have changed throughout me, and the people has moved ahead, and the last time there was Prince, and now there is Lil James. So, you know, it's okay. Kudos to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Right, we have all had that, and I think as far as if you look, I'm not being personal because he's just my house child, because he's my child, but if you look personally, Lil James is doing phenomenal, bitch. And at the Breakfast Club, Kelly, they were chopping people for five elements. And, you know, when they take it and individually call someone out to show the five elements, and for him to hit the floor like that and do that duck walk like that and all of that, he really, really, really is the meaning of five elements. So, you know, once again, kudos to Lil James because he's doing a tremendous job. That's the overall principle.
I'm mad I was outside, bitch, because they could have called me out. I could have showed them all five.
Uh-huh. The overall prince of the House of Caan, Lil James.
Yeah, bitch, because I was a bitch, but you know, I had pressing issues that I had to take care of. But I want to thank you for definitely calling in to give us a recap of what happened in Baltimore.
What's juice? Anybody got more juice?
Private caller, you're live on the air. What's your juice?
Y'all motherfuckers said something about mother, but what about being thirsty? Y'all motherfuckers are thirsty. I keep telling y'all this. Y'all thirsty. Y'all want trade. Y'all want thug. Y'all want niggas. Y'all always want to suck some dick. What the fuck is that?
What are you talking about?
You come from a brick wall with that hard ass dick.
Oh my God.
Woman.
Oh, he said he called us a woman. Well, I never claimed to be that. I said I was a femme queen. Next caller. What is going on?
What hotel you in?
You stupid bitch. And we said, what? Wait, what else? Don't go nowhere, baby. What else are you in? We want to go.
Tell that bitch in the front desk, bitch. Tell that bitch in the
AP.
Baby, yes, that bitch upstairs doing an AP for that motherfucking room, turn the tricks out that room, bitch. Fast that bitch run. Make that motherfucking ugly bitch run.
Where is Johnny's? I heard she's gotten her surgery and she looks fabulous, but we haven't seen her. Johnny's, is there any technicalities?
Technicalities like what?
Wait, Kelly.
I'm just looking for Johnny's. I haven't seen her. And they said she got her new breasts and everything, and she looks fabulous. And I wonder, where is she at?
Wait, Nicole, I got some juice that was just sent to my phone. I don't know if y'all know this or not, but did y'all know that Orr St. Clair is now a blondie?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Rodney and Kelly said, I did not know. Sorry.
Know
thank
that.
You for saying.
I'm gagging. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, but the mother came up here and told her that the House of St. Clair and Rodney was not going nowhere, and y'all can keep doing whatever y'all want because they will not fall.
Right. Or it came out at the LaCroix ball.
Really?
As a blonde. Yeah, he came out as a blonde at the
LaCroix ball. Really? Okay. You know, 15 things happen. The times have changed.
Yeah.
It is too, you know.
As a blonde at the LaCroix ball, and Feminine Destruction came out as a blonde at the North Carolina ball.
Right.
So you write 15. Oh, okay. Oh, feminine destruction is a planet.
Yeah, she's a blonde.
She's been in every house. She's been in every house, so who's with
that?
Moving on.
Moving on. Tiana, don't do that. Come to the light, Carolyn. Come to the light.
Tiana is not coming to the light, honey. Tiana is waiting for her debut next week.
Oh, okay.
She's not calling it
in. Okay, Carolyn.
She's waiting for her debut on Saturday. Hold on, we got another caller.
Ooh, the notebook.
Hey, you're on the recap show.
You'd be like, she's pretty, but that's the man. Because the way...
Well, who are you talking about?
It's like, why is she... The girl is pretty when she's seeing pictures when they photoshop it up
her.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, she's as bold, and they don't move. They ain't drunk. You supposed to let your titties grow out a little like this. Let it go to a cone. Let it get all that flabby meat going on. Once it gets flabby and your skin starts hanging, you get bust in there. Then you can put the what's the name in there, or let it grow out.
What you gonna put in there when it gets flabby? The silicone?
Like, you know, like when the vines go out of town and be walking. It always end up, you know, arguing or fighting or something. And she'd be like, well, bitch, don't get mad at me because you didn't moan.
Right.
Oh, shit.
I'm moan. They just be like, I want to be a girl. And a month later, they're a female.
Oh, shit. That's what you call a female figure.
Hold on, Nicole. 323-707. You're live on the air.
You end up with just breasts that sit through like this.
Oh, shit.
Have you seen 323-707? You're live on the air.
You seen her titties? Look at her. They like this.
Oh,
wow.
Rodney, who is that? Who titties they talking about?
I have no idea.
Well, hold on, let's see. Why? So you see, every age, year, it got a little bigger and a little bigger. And
oh,
a little
shit.
Bigger.
Oh, shit.
Where it's natural. That's why it squeezes just like a real girl.
Oh, shit.
Everybody don't take the thing. Nobody may be cool with it. Your body may just ball up like this with it. The fuck is looking just in
the right.
See all the juice?
Yes, honey, hold on.
I think that they know titties so well. I think we should tell them that they should become a doctor. They just describe what make them shake and what to do with the extra skin and stuff.
Shani,
all right, I'm hanging up.
Stay there.
Black car. Answer.
Not going to happen. I answer black car, but they called me 3-4 times in a row. Then that's my code. It's the motherfucker up. But if you wait to do it a little and grow a certain and then get it put in, look, wait, hold on,
because I'm about to gag dub, honey.
Hey, it'll drop.
Oh, I think he should go be a breast doctor. He sounds very, very good.
If you was the...
Out there, y'all listening, y'all should take notes. What is it? What else is it? Yeah, juice.
We're talking about Shannon and everybody.
Oh, shit.
347.
Wait, yeah, look.
I don't know what it is.
Oh, they won't pick up.
You will be passing people numbers around and all type of shit people go through, and you'd be like,
my phone's already gonna pick up. 323-707, you're live on the air.
Who?
and you've been live on the air for 15 minutes. You a good breast doctor.
Did they say
Priscilla
my number?
Yes, we said your number.
I said your number.
And we've been listening for 15 minutes. We heard your whole conversation.
Okay, that's good then.
How's it going?
Nigga, leave him alone, fool.
Baby, hello?
Yeah.
Baby, so why y'all
all
the
bushwhacking
machine in all these
girls'
breasts, honey?
And where did extra skin come at? And where did we get the extra door that you were talking about?
People who titties is hard versus people who titties is soft and white drag queens go and be, you know, men all of a sudden.
The next time we call y'all on secure private line and let y'all know that y'all microphone is open, y'all make sure y'all answer the phone. Don't be sending me the voicemail, okay?
And talking about, what's that number? It's 347. Oh, somebody's calling private. Oh, well, send them to the answer machine.
Jelly.
Yes.
Jelly. We still love you.
Yes, we heard the whole conversation about the extra skin and everything.
Some people look fucked up, some people do, some people don't.
Well, we heard y'all mention Divine name, we heard y'all mention Shannon name, so who tends to look fucked up?
Oh, like the jacket?
Hello?
Yes,
we here.
Yeah,
so who tends to look fucked up? Because we heard y'all mention Shannon. We heard y'all mention Divine. So which one tends to look fucked up?
No, we said, what's her name? Paris Garcon? Oh, it's Papa Gaza now. Her titties look like balls. They don't move.
Oh, no. Well, we got a lot of girls' titties that look like that. That's not Paris.
You shut the fuck up. We was on the line. We didn't know that.
I'm not ashamed of nothing, but I'm cool, though. What's cracking, though, people? Y'all having fun out there?
Yeah, we heard the whole conversation and everything. Y'all talk about the moans and how they need to moan a little more before they get the tits done and everything. We sat here and heard the whole conversation. I'm trying to call y'all on the secure private line and let y'all know y'all microphone open. Y'all talk about, oh, they got to leave a message. We don't answer private calls. Oh, we don't know no 347 number. We not answering that number. They'll leave a message.
Hell no.
Baby, you could have known. I could have been a client calling.
Okay, call me
right back.
Ain't
you
having to get some real news, though?
What's the real news? What's the tea? What's the juice?
How we feel about how femme queens look. They look fucked up. Some do, some look good. And it's better to sit there and wait and take the time to moan before you just go pump, you know, your body the wrong way. And be sitting
looking
like...
Okay, so this is my question to you. What femme queens do you think look fucked up that should have took their time to do it right?
The only one, no, we like Shannon. We like the rest of them. We just said the Paris extravaganza now. Her titties look like bowls. Look like they don't
okay,
move.
Okay, so you like Shannon. Paris titties look fucked up. Who else you think is fucked up?
We like except Paris ex-garçon extravaganza.
Oh, so everybody else y'all like besides Paris. Paris is the only one that look fucked up.
Those was the ones that stood out the most, looking like two motherfucking boulders sitting on a motherfucking motherfucking toothpick.
No, she pretty though. Photoshop though. We ain't hating.
And that mustache, that be that makeup.
Oh shit, y'all blue, let me guys call.
Hello.
Yes, y'all blue over there on the West Coast.
Oh, no, but I'm winning. I love the
chance. Okay, well, we got to pitch y'all back on hold, honey. The next time y'all press the gun, honey, y'all may be listening for y'all microphone.
All right, Kelly, we love you, Nicole. Y'all be cool, be safe. Y'all heard the conversation.
Good night.
Okay. They was over here. They was having a conversation. I mean, these kids, I mean, out here, they be pressing one, honey, and they be having all types of conversations, just putting everything out there. Mm-hmm. Honey. So, see, you got no more juice for me?
I don't have no, I don't, but today is kind of slow. Tomorrow, that's when I'm probably going to have a lot of juice tomorrow. Today is a little slow. And some of these girls are sending me tea. They're not sending me no juice. And I'm not going to steal this garbage that they send, to me.
Yeah.
If they're selling tea, you need the juice.
I just got some juice that came across my airways. I want to know. They said that, I don't know, I said his fucking name, the chat, he's a porn star from Florida. They said he gets in drags now.
Oh, I sent you the picture. You didn't get the, I emailed you the picture of his drag picture.
Oh, no.
No, I didn't get it.
Yes, Rodney, are you on the line since he's in your house? Are you on the line, Rodney?
Yes.
Okay, what is up with that Milan boy? I think his name is City Boy. That's his porn name. I'm trying to think of his ball name. Sin. That's his ball name. He's from Miami.
He's been doing drags. What are y'all talking about? He walked the latex ball.
But he just walked Runners with a Twist at the awards ball.
Okay, Butch Queen and Drags can walk Butch Queen categories, so they still Butch Queens. You can be a boy 1 week and be in drags. You got Ginger. You got a lot of people that do that.
Oh, right, so the Butch Queen and Drag, that's not considered female figure?
What it is when they decide to get up, put on a wig and walk.
But then I thought they walk in the Butch Queen and Drag. I thought they walk. Wait a minute.
Ginger won $5,000 as a Butch Queen and Drag, but she still walked Butch Queen Butch Queen performance at times.
But we missed something. No. Wait. Rodney, he walked Butch Queen Realness with a Twist, and he just walked Drag's Face at the Latex Ball. Am I missing something?
He walked Drag's Face at the Latex Ball, but he walks Realness with a Twist.
Right. So you know,
well, 15, Switchboard said you could put the picture in the chat room. I don't know. I have to see
because
I don't know. I'm gagging.
I forgot. They had Kelly. I thought it was some Queen Realness at the Breakfast Club. It was really nice. I was running around looking for the red hat and everything, and then I just noticed the people that was walking out for with the red hats on. I said, "Let me ask." And I had got my red hat, and I asked them. I said, "What is this?" And they said, "Female figure versus the Butch Queen and Drag."
Hold on, Nicole. Hold on. I just seen something.
Is you? Is you, Cal?
Your microphone is open. You're on the phone. What's the juice?
Tiana. So you around here starting up juice and shit, and you running, Mister?
Just got on here, Kelly, and you gonna just put me in like that?
That's what she do to me. Good. Good. Did they tell you what we said?
No.
Welcome to the show. It's the legendary mother. Excuse me, it's the legendary mother Tayana. Ebony is on the line.
Ebony, don't dare. Congratulations, Tayana. Congratulations. I never knew that was your home, though. I didn't know you was from there. I think I got that. But congratulations.
Yeah, that was my first house. Thank you.
Oh, I didn't know that. I never knew that.
You was a glory, remember? Don't do that.
Oh, shit.
No.
Who was that that just said he was a glory?
If you would have said Clinique, I would agree with you.
That's right.
So now your mother, Tayana Ebony.
Oh, goddamn. Thank you. Thank you. I told y'all it was juice. Y'all going to have it wrong. Tayana, they was up here saying that you was nothing but a Chicago mother.
Also, you're the owner of a Midwest mother of our family.
Right.
Oh, what? What now?
Welcome to me in Nicole's room.
What now? What's up right now?
You make it. Me
want to
come to Chicago this week
because
Marco's
fuck
shit,
Addy. Well, you know what, Marco? I'm going to tell everybody Ivory. She don't accept me on Facebook. We only say nice things in front of the public, and she look at my request like, child, please. You blame her? I don't read, but you know, we all make fun statements. I think Marco's a cool person every time we see each other and everything. But we all make funny statements, and that's just one of my classic funny statements. I got a new one coming to you near theater soon. It's about the 8347-891.
347-891. What about that?
I got a new what's the name for you, Sam? Emerson, what about that?
You know, I'll be on it, honey. I'll be on it, honey. Also, when I'm going to my email address, honey.
You stupid. Oh, well, Tyana, well, I think that's very well deserving. When I went to Chicago, you made me know it. Well, you know, and Pete, the way they treat you there, how you are, I gag. I said, all right. Okay, I said it was cute. I understand.
Okay,
Tyana,
Tyana, this is 15. So since you're on the phone, can you confirm or deny this? Is Berlin coming to Ebony also?
Well, you guys have to wait and see.
Oh, I like that kind of answer.
I can honestly say a lot of people, well, just wait and see.
All right.
I'm not going to spoil it.
I guess that Lavelle is coming back and Berlin and a few other people too also. But.
Oh, Tyana, you're doing good things.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Oh, this
really
is
looks,
really.
He really looks cute in drags.
Who look cute in drags?
Sissy, I think what his name is.
That's his name.
Oh, the Milan child. Rodney?
Yeah.
Rodney,
yeah.
They got the picture there. They're talking about the child that look nice in drags.
I don't see it.
No, because you know you have a lot of butch queens, Miss Dane, that get up in drags, Miss Dane, and they look fierce. He actually really looks cute, Miss Dane.
Oh, so 15, what's the juice? How you reading? What's the tea?
No, it's not reading. It's just how can you, I didn't know you could walk drag space and walk realness, butch queen realness, and walk butch queen realness with a twist. I didn't know you could walk drag space and butch queen realness.
Listen,
that's a twist. Oh,
shit.
Uh-huh.
I like that. Devin said that's the twist. Yay!
Hold on, y'all. We got to pay some bills, and I'm about to come back to my Philly caller because I got a Philly caller. Hold on.
I'm a diva. Mother Erica Kane, Ms. Rahi, and Kitty Balenciaga present Definition of a Diva 3.
When?
May 14th, 2011.
Location?
The Warehouse. 3108 Lockwood Drive.
Louisville, Kentucky.
Doors open at 10 p.m. Legend Fix the Stars at 11 p.m. First category at midnight. Tables $100 in advance with no liquor. $150 in advance with liquor. At the door, $150 with no liquor.
Register early. Get your spirit.
MC, Icon, Jack Mizrahi, an Icon, Selvin Kong, Mini Grand, open to all sex sites, $250. Open to all club skin runway, $500. Legendary open to all old way, $500. Legendary femme queen performance, $500. Grand prize, open to all club kid space, $1,000. Open to all club kid performance, $1,000. Please, this ball will start on time, and we will have high security enforced. Try it, if you will. Mother Erica Kane Mizrahi and Kitty Balenciaga present Definition of a Diva 3.
Oh, wait, darling.
Okay.
I like that. But play that no more. See what I mean, Rodney? That is fab. Why they don't play that song no more? That song that, is that Erica Kane commercial?
Right.
Yes.
That song that she got on there, you treat me right. Whew. I just
gave
a lot of
talent.
Vaughn
Lola.
Vaughn, that was cute. I like that. That journey.
He got that.
Cute.
He has that in his arsenal.
Oh, really? That worked, Vaughn. That was over. I don't hear that a lot.
Next caller is 215-726. You're live on the air. on the recap show. 215-726, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. You're gone. Yes, Sunny. Baby, well, honey, I don't know, honey.
So
I
Kelly,
did not.
I'm from
Detroit. Huh?
She made it back.
I'm not losing you, bitch. Okay,
she
I'm
made it back.
You about
no,
that.
No, okay, let me tell you, me and the cons were going to come, but they didn't tell me that they had a surprise party for me this weekend.
Honey.
That's right. Miss Thing, well, they had a surprise party for her, and they have no time to be in Detroit, Miss Thing.
And my party, my birthday is actually April the 9th, but, you know, they did a week in advance out of the respect of Marco, you know.
Are you an Aries, too?
Yes.
Oh, yes, Kiana's birthday, April 9th. Oh, wow. This is juice with these Aries, darling. Ray Ray, Michi, all of them, Kiana, every Aries. What? I said it. It's juice.
Hold on. We got another caller. 323-898. You're live on the air.
What's going on? This is Divine. I cannot believe
it. Oh, my God. I'm sitting at home. My phone started lighting up. I'm calling them, but they're not answering. And then I got on the computer and started hearing them live. I'm like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God.
So how is everybody?
The tea? What the tea? What?
Did you hear them talking about the girls' titties? The girls from LA?
Yes. Yes, I did.
I was gagging. They were talking about everybody's titties, honey.
Well, I don't know. I'm not part of that game. Mine's set right. I don't give a shit about the next Miss City. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, some of these bitches and titties looking like they sleep, though. No, I'm just playing.
Oh, wow.
How is everything,
when is the next function in LA so I can be on my way?
I'm throwing the free ball April 17th. All cash.
Where is it at?
It's going to be...
that's an L.A., baby, an L.A., bitch. LAX, Allie, LAX.
Oh,
yeah.
I want to go. And then, you know, after that, I'm throwing my the Legends Ball, which is, you know, 4th
yes.
of July weekend, L.A. Gay
yes.
Pride, where we do the beach party Saturday and then do the ball on Sunday. And it'll just be and then the after party is on Saturday as well. I mean, the beach party after party. So it's a whole week of some good things going on. I mean, a whole weekend of good things going on that weekend.
Yeah, honey, I'm in L.A. I love L.A., honey. I love L.A., honey.
Nicole,
yeah,
you got to make it out. Everybody wants to try to boop out here. I'm like, girl, y'all.
Oh, don't be no fool. I will be perched there in L.A. Honey, I've been making it everywhere else. Next stop.
It's over.
Me.
Don't be on here. I'm going to hold y'all to that. Kelly, you already know. Every July, we you know how we do. We hit there.
Y'all can hold me to it, but we're going to go on the beach, right? Because I just need to.
Divine,
yeah,
I'll be there as well.
But y'all don't miss that because, you know, Marco is on Saturday, so y'all always miss the beach party because everybody's in Chicago Saturday, and then they come to L.A.
All right, so wait. Let me figure something out. What date is that where you're talking about the Legends Ball, the beach party, all in one weekend?
4th of July weekend.
Oh, 4th of July. Okay, that's what I wanted to know. Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, Marco Ball.
Chicago, honey,
Marco
I come
Ball
straight to motherfucking
Ball.
L.A., honey, baby. It's a T, sister. When I tell you it's a T, sister. The hotel is packed.
We stay the whole weekend, Divine.
We need to be on that beach this year. Everybody needs to come to the beach party. That's the fun. That's the most fun right
yes.
there.
Yes.
Me and my brother Quincy, we're going to be perched in the building because that would be something adventurous. Ooh, to run around in the hotels in L.A.
It's a private. They have a private beach. We're out there on Malibu, Zuma Beach, and it's a private beach, and they cut it off, and then they let the gays just play. So the sun goes down.
And mind you, the weather in L.A. is over.
Well, listen.
Over. Humidity.
I just want to make sure that I'm back home before anybody starts shaking that fault line that's in L.A. That's all. Another thing I was going to be talking
about. You're always hollering about that. Well, I want to make sure I'm back home before we get snowed in.
All right, well, okay, but I just, that's the way I feel about it because it's the fault line. But we got one too, Devon, but y'all's are severe. And that Yellowstone Park, I did my history on that too. Mm-hmm.
Yellowstone, that's not here.
Well, isn't it on your
Ain't nothing wrong with a little shake. Everybody does a little shake. Ain't nothing wrong with a little shake. You know, when they quake, girl, you just stand in the mirror and watch that jiggle around, girl.
No, but yeah, I will try to make it my business to make it to LA. That would be fun and adventure. Kelly, we could run around in the hotels there.
No, you can run around in the hood. You know, we don't.
Okay.
Kelly, tell her how we do. We
baby, honey, I be with Devon, honey. I be with Devon, honey. We be driving all over the place, honey. Me and Devon go to the mall, bitch. We was about to fuck this man and his wife up in the mall, bitch.
Oh,
and
shit.
Oh, I will never forget that, baby.
Oh, that should
be
fun.
Let's clarify, because all the Ms. Ryan think they are not allowed to come to the Unity Ball. And I talked to Andre today. He said, yes, you guys are.
Oh. It's juice. We just got her juice. Okay, we just got juice.
Andre says that the band is only in New York and Atlanta. The people in California can be just as free as ever. And I thank him for that.
Oh, yeah, so New York has been, Mizrahi was sanctioned in New York. What happened? What's Jules?
I guess you got to
know. We're not sanctioned, bitch. We on motherfucking blackout, honey.
Okay, well, I bet I said my blackout first. I announced it on the last ball because I want peace and I'm fighting for humanity and human rights. So that's why. But L.A., ain't no peace and no humanity. I'm going there, baby, with five dish bottles.
Like I said, in the Unity Ball, you know, we're throwing that ball to kind of get to disperse all that. You know, the categories are all team categories and all the house. Only one house patron can walk per team, so meaning you have to mix your team with all three different houses, or maybe in some cases four. There can only be one person per house per team. Okay, y'all.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to.
We got a private caller.
Oh, the private caller, Devon.
Yeah, on the recap show.
Wait a minute.
Private caller.
Hello. Hey, Kelly.
Hey.
Hey, thanks for coming out to Philly this weekend. We really love it.
Oh, I know that cunt voice. Oh, I know that
Me
voice.
Too. Me too.
Not actually. Try again.
I know. Who is that?
This is Nikki.
Ah, I know that voice. Okay, Kelly, they said thank you for coming out. I was Dan, not just Kelly.
Oh, hey, Nicole. Thank you for coming out as well. You
look, what is voice? Do I know you?
Wow. You knew my cat voice, right?
That's scary.
No, BC, I didn't know that the Breakfast Club is that good. I think Philadelphia should really get together because, Rodney, it was really cute. I know you've probably been there many, many times. But me, you know, being in Philadelphia, I go to the balls and stuff. And if I've been to the Breakfast Club, it was after the after-hour times. You know, like
yeah,
when you go.
At the different locations that she
right,
has,
but that BC place is really nice. I mean, for what it's worth, you know, and it's big and it's spacious. And that's cute. I'll be back there next first Friday, next month.
Yeah,
that's
please
cute.
Send me out, Nicole.
No,
oh, yeah.
Have a nice night, y'all. Hi, Rodney.
I can't wait.
Good night.
Out there.
I love you.
Good night. They know you too. Good night, Rodney. See, we know them.
Rodney's my guy who SMS'd your buddy.
Say it again.
He's my guy who SMS'd your buddy.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Nicole.
Yeah.
Thank you, Paul, for definitely calling in.
You were just saying.
I would say I can't wait till y'all fall out so I can come out there. You know, I don't like when it snows. It's slippery as shit.
No, it's out. Well, you know what? I'm not even going to tell you that because I'm not just talking about your fault line. It was snowing here in spring about 2 days ago. So I'm not going to talk.
I was watching the news.
Oh. So I'm not going to just talk about your fault line, but your fault line is going to be the shit that gets it started. That's what it's going to be.
That only happens every now and then. Half the time it happens, everybody be asleep. You wake up the next morning and look at the news.
No,
like,
but Devon, see, this is why I'm talking about the fault line, because there's no such thing as waking up the next morning when that happens this time.
Yes, it is. Girl, they give a little shimmy all the time.
Y'all not watching the History Channel and the Notre Dame Effect.
Like, girl, wasn't that glass on the other end of the table last night?
Oh, okay.
Let me put it to you like this, sister. When you get to L.A., sister, baby, you're going to be so motherfucking lit, bitch. You ain't going to be worried about no motherfucking shimmy, bitch.
True that.
You gotta think it's a part of your motherfucking situation. Cause trust me, sister, when I tell you, they got the.
Well, we should start booking the hotel now, gal.
Yeah, it's the weed, the weed, the motherfucking other good stuff, the pills. It's on fire out there, sister.
Oh, Kelly, and the gag is, I found a new spot where you can get your little. Oh my God, the apes are lovely. You can get a nice, nice, nice something for a good thing.
But does it snow in L.A.?
No, it don't snow in the city. It snows up in the mountains.
Too
close. They missed it,
15. It don't snow. It don't snow.
You got to say, he said 15. You got to say, they missed it, 15.
Nicole, I'm going to tell you, it definitely does.
Well, I've never been there, and Devon, I would love to come to your Legends World because I think that would be something nice. Because I want to see everything before the Fort Lauderdale break up everything anyway, so I want to see it everywhere.
I said that. Well, I want to make sure, I want to come back there before you guys all freeze to hell as well, you know.
Okay. 614-530, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, baby. What's how you doing?
What's Jules? What's Jules?
I just wanted to call and cordially invite you on behalf of Sophia Derriar to our Carnival of Destruction Ball on April 16th in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, hi, Columbus, Ohio. How are y'all down there?
We're all right. It's a little cold.
Oh, in Columbus? See, I'm trying to tell Devon this stuff, but she's not getting it. All right, go ahead. It's cold in Columbus. You hear that, Devon? You hear that?
I wish I could come out there on April
16th. But I want to go, but if y'all, I hope your shit all come up there. And next time you got to go to the protocol because I've been aching not to do this. So, but thank you for your Columbus, Ohio. But Kelly, I would like to see all of y'all out there at Derek and Nico Ball in St. Louis in May. That's going to be cute.
Yes,
the house
yes it is.
Yeah, and Kelly, and it's, as a matter of fact, I think you and I, our girlfriends, because it's like a house thing, and it's two houses together win the money, and unfortunately, I think it's me and you. Yes, it is. It's, yes, the house is right now, it's a con. Something else. Am I right, Tiana? How does that go as far as they...
Yeah.
It's
two different houses teaming up, and I think you guys are together.
So who is the Ebony's with?
Well... Hey, you know the house is not supposed to know who they're with, so. Well, since Nicole put that out there, you know.
Because she's.
Well, you might as well tell everybody. You can't tell half the story.
Okay.
Honestly, I really don't know who the Ebony's with.
Oh, okay. Well, it doesn't matter, Kelly. We're together, and whoever with whoever. It doesn't matter. I think it's $5,000. Is that, I'm correct, Tiana?
I believe it's $2,000.
Yeah, but that sounds like a bad combo. Y'all might start shriveling.
I think it's $2,000. $2,000 or $3,000, one of those.
Why would you say that, Devon? We're going to come together to L.A., baby. Catch it.
Nicole pumps Kelly up. Let me tell you something, sister. I go to L.A., girl. I get in my hotel room, girl. I get full. I come downstairs for the function.
No, see, you going there. Why do you always do that, Kel? You go. I got a divine. I'll be there the day before so
you
can come and get me. Because I got to be there before.
Listen, when I tell you, sister, I think out of all the states that I've been to, L.A. is the only state that I don't chop nobody in L.A. Because I be so lit, bitch, on that panel with my motherfucking glasses on, bitch, and I just, girl, please, honey. I don't even be thinking about the girls. Yeah, honey. Oh, girl, and then Devon, and I'm telling you, girl, and then Devon to take and come pick you up, and you go to the buffet, bitch, the soul food buffet, bitch. Oh, my God, girl. Bitch, the soul food.
Well, I think
buffet,
I will
buffet.
Make that my 4th of July trip, then.
Oh,
I think we got to book a hotel now.
I really enjoy myself. I really had fun, baby. It was really nice. You come down to the hotel. The hotel is really nice, and
Rodney, how many times you been there?
It's really nice.
I've been to LA a few times.
Are you on here?
Yes, Rodney. I'm here.
Oh, shit.
You know I'll be there. I'll be there again.
You know,
mind you, have y'all all, when we think about all the good and the back and forth and all that, but has anybody ever stopped to think about the blessing that balls are all over and it allow people to travel and be in different cultures and different environments? Have everybody thought about the blessing instead of the whole badness? Because this is amazing, bitch. We're like really an industry, like you know, based on music, and Rodney's been to L.A. a few times, and Kelly, you know, I just am getting into the travel. And Rodney, you've been everywhere. The last time you went somewhere crazy was Wisconsin.
And that's funny. That's funny that you said that, Nicole. That is so funny that you said that, because I was saying that as ballroom, you know, personalities, we get to do things that regular people, you know, although we're looked down and shunned and
absolutely,
life,
yeah.
But we get to do things that regular people don't get to do. How many people in their lifetime can go in one weekend hit three cities and every night be in a different ball or a different club
and they accommodated by different travel compartments? It's like Big Juice. You got to really gag. It's
over. So many different people. I mean, I can honestly say none of my straight friends can sit here and say that they have friends in almost every state. You know, I have friends in New York.
Yep.
Atlanta and every city that I go to.
Amen.
Like,
yeah.
You know,
that's a good, yes. That is cool.
I live to that. I can lay my head on a pillow in every state. If I don't even want to get a hotel, I can go to every state and lay my head.
Man, somewhere. Amen.
Yeah.
That's over. I think we need to stop and pay attention to Kelly, because that's over, missing. You be flying everywhere. Oh, I'm going to Detroit this way. Y'all said y'all fly out of Chicago into L.A. I don't know. That means y'all go to a ball in Chicago, and then y'all fly into L.A.
The next morning, they leave Marco Ball and go straight into the airport, and then next, you know, they have my event for the next night. The same night.
This is just over. See, it is so much fun. And now that Tiana, so now we'll see you walking with your whole house.
Congratulations,
you really
deserve
it. Of course, Divine.
Don't play me. Okay, hold on, y'all. We about to play the Legendary Mothers commercial, and we're going to come back to the next three callers that we have.
Legendary overall mother D.T. Chanel and Legendary overall mother Tempest Allure presents The Precious Moments of the Living Doll, Mother's Day, May 8th, 2011. 2043, Chester Bridge Road, Atlanta, Georgia. $30 all night. Tables, $150. Doors open at 10 p.m. Grand prize, $1,500. Double the doll. Female figure, teen face, with a grip. Mini grand. Make a gag, open to all, $250. Sister versus sister, $200 plus $10 pot. Runway open to all, $200 plus $10 pop. Foot queen versus fem queen, sex size, $200 each, two trophies. Female figure performance, $200 plus a $10 pop. At the house, $250. All productions should be no more than 3 minutes. No excuses. Don't try. Legendary overall mother D.T. Chanel and Legendary overall mother Tempest Allure present The Precious Moments of the Living Doll.
Yes, we are definitely back from our commercial break. And if you definitely want to advertise your ball here on Tinder Chops, the show, definitely feel free to definitely hit me up at legendarykellymizrahi@yahoo.com. And I can definitely tell you what information you need to send over to me and how much it costs for you to advertise your ball here on the show.
Okay, you know I'm
going to
need that. You know I'm
going to
need that for the Legends.
Oh, that's right.
You need a
true
Legends ball commercial.
Oh, that'll definitely be nice. The Legends ball
in Father Caller got to say. Father Caller, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess they ain't got nothing to say. They don't want to read, honey. They don't want to read.
Damn.
Kelly.
They want to start their shit in their shenanigans, honey. Yeah, honey. I'm so mad, honey. I need to be. I'm going someplace this weekend, honey. I need to be on the road this weekend, honey. I was in Philadelphia and Detroit, and back into New York this week, honey. I need to see where I'm going this weekend. I think I'm going to Miami and Chicago this week.
Rodney, is it true that you performing at Marco Ball this weekend?
It's crazy.
Wow.
I was thinking about Marco. Marco, could you come on the radio? Because we haven't heard you up here, and they ain't say nothing bad about you. So I want to know, can you come up here, girl?
Actually, if I'm seeing, that is amazing. That is amazing. But I told Marco I didn't know as of yet. I'll let him know. Okay. When I get into town, if I have a number that I want to do. But that's crazy. We just spoke on that a little while ago. That's why it's funny.
You own
it. Tootie, are you ready?
Huh?
It's you?
You ready for tea?
Ready for what?
Hello?
Boys and Queens presenting.
Oh, no.
What happened?
Welcome.
Wow. Tom Brumman, Tom.
Y'all going to leave Miss Tom alone. That's my girlfriend.
Oh,
leave
wow.
her alone.
That's going to make me have a heart attack. I can't stand her. Oh.
This baby, she was ready to get up out of here. She was ready to hit it.
So what flyer, 15, what flyer you saw?
I saw some little flyer on Walk For Me that somebody sent me, and they said that she was performing. So I said, send me over the flyer. So they sent me the flyer over, and they said, and it had your name saying that you was performing along with Sha-Sha and some other people.
Okay.
You performing with Sha-Sha?
Wait. Rodney, where are you performing?
Not performing with.
Rodney, where are you performing at?
At the ball.
At what ball?
Rodney
would not be performing at the ball.
Ooh, somebody call the fucking police. The team was trying it from the door, bitch. Oh,
okay.
God, Rodney. They are trying.
My daughter said I would not be performing. I'll be there.
That's right, and you know what? That Miss Thing is the queen of Chicago. Kudos to you, just like Divine for L.A. That's kudos.
Yes.
I really got my life. Have congratulations to Mother Ebony, and he won't be there, Destroyer.
No, I'll be at the ball.
Well,
wait,
he won't be at
Ebony.
Oh, then here.
Well, what? What are you saying? Oh, Rodney,
what's
the
titty? Yeah! Oh, God, y'all are kinky tonight.
Oh, Rodney, what's the titty? What are you talking about?
Midwest mother of the house, Abby.
Yes, right, Tiana.
Oh, that's all right, bitch. You went back home. But wait a minute, girl. Ebony, wasn't you in the Chanel contract or something, girl?
Was
that
tea?
Oh.
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 And the Chanel contract?
Is juice,
Tiana?
Say word. Is juice?
Is it juice? Right. Tiana was supposed to be coming out. What happened?
I'm saying, Tiana, you need something to drink? Father, your daughter needs some water.
No, you're
Tiana.
Ever. Huh?
Tiana.
I'm lost.
This is stupid, huh?
Wait a minute. Tiana, you're not lost. You're not lost. Come on, come back to the light. I'm trying to come back, 15, girl, but they keep on losing me. Tiana.
I need to make an announcement. To all y'all girls out there, to everybody that's out there, and, you know, all the girls that have been friends with me for the longest on my Kelly Hunter page, on Facebook, okay, I don't want nobody to think it's shade because I had a lot of girlfriends that was in other houses, especially Revlon, and no queens, unless you're in my immediate circle, of homosexuals, transsexuals, bisexuals, trisexuals, whatever you want to be, on my Kelly Hunter page. All you queens can please stop hitting me up and asking me was it shade that I took you off your page and calling me your girlfriends asking her was it shade. No. I'm making my Kelly Hunter page especially for my family and my immediate circle of sisters and brothers and co-hosts that deal with me on the show. Everybody needs to go to my mother Kelly Mizrahi page and accept and
I'm gonna fuck Divine up. She says she needs to go check hers, Kelly. You heard
it? Let me go to my computer, girl, because I'm on this phone.
I think that's over, and I think that I'm going to follow that lead, too, because the fact that you have your – that's my legal name, and I'd rather that to be with my family and my closest, dearest friends. Now, unlike Kelly, I'm going to make mine completely just for family, because when you have anybody that's gay, it's going to always suggest my friendship to somebody else, Kelly. So it's still going to go, like, if you got somebody that's gay on it, it's still going to suggest lots of friends, and they all still going to know, you know, to look at that page. All right, right. And you can make it completely private, too.
But
so.
And the other T is, actually, y'all late. I have three pages. You have your main page for the girls. You got your Divine Chanel page. Then I have my personal page for me and my family and my mom and my, you know, my real
team.
Oh,
okay.
Then I have my trade page. My
side oh, shit.
Page.
No, Divine. You don't need a trade page for the girls, Divine. You just go up there and you hide your friends, so all those other trainees that's on your page won't see your friends.
How do you do that? Could I do that?
Divine Chanel is all this pure gay friendship. That's my page. That's nothing but. But baby, those other, I'll never give you that name. You're late. I'll never tell you.
I learned that from MySpace when I was single, honey, that you have to hide your friends, and you have to put a code on MySpace. You put a code up there, and when they try to click on your friends, it kicks them off your page. But Facebook,
okay.
You can hide your friends on Facebook so the girls don't go see your friends.
Oh.
Yeah, because the girls are real fierce, honey.
Yeah, because Devon, I ran into you on another site that I'm on too.
Well, you can tell that was a sin, bitch. The way she said that.
Wait a minute, bitch. Because if you go there, I've seen a lot of girls on some nasty shit.
Hold on. If y'all girls don't stay off of Dell Space and tag it for this.
Miss Kelly, wait, no, don't get that. Miss Kelly gonna tell me on the way. Wait, Miss Kelly gonna tell me on the way to Philadelphia every page I'm supposed to have and how important it is.
Well, yeah, Adult space is the team. I love
it.
It's straight to the point. It's straight to the point, bro. What you looking for?
Yeah.
You know, you don't need my number. Hit my inbox. You are down who I aim, because you're not getting my number.
And you can advertise. I'm never able to get. I can't sit there long enough. I think I have a problem because I can't. I'll even make a page and forget the password and everything to it, and don't even know that I have it.
Girl, all my shit has the same password. I did that a long time ago. Couldn't get into accounts before. You know, it's like fishing, girl. You throw the bait out there and you come back later. And
right,
get
right. Mm-hmm. Well, darling.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's because, you know, you get to pick through the right teeth. Every now and then you might see one of them. Oh, shit. I ain't never seen this motherfucker walk in the streets.
Well, y'all hear this, that the Tiana and the mother, Divine, and the mother overall, East Coast, Mizrahi. Nicole is saying that she knows nothing about that.
Oh, I'll tell you what Nicole does know about.
Don't do it, darling. Please.
We have that talk in the dressing room. Can we get into that?
No, you're not going. I'm fine. I'm solely sorry. Please disregard my statement.
Oh, Oprah got a couple of shows left before the season ends. You sure you don't want in? Okay.
Yeah, I can admit they're sorted, but you know.
I'm picky, so I have to be able to have a variety of the things I like. I have to be able to pick through them.
Divine, stop it.
Girl, yes, I go through.
Fem Queen, I'm 15. What happened? You something? You not picky, or you right? What's yours? What's yours?
Oh, I'm very picky.
Hold on, y'all, because I got a lot of other callers want to get in on this conversation.
Oh.
I don't know. Okay. Some girls just wait for what comes to them. I'm not that tired.
No, I'm very.
Oh, they hung up, honey. They hung up, honey. They.
Y'all running? Oh, see, that's because they see all the mothers and stuff on the phone. I'm very, very picky too, but I think it's not about being very picky. I think we all have our own certain type of taste,
right?
Or
right.
What type of people? Like, I noticed that the girl.
Hello. Can y'all say this for Wednesday or something? I'm on the phone too.
Wait a minute, because my father is picky too.
Okay, and let's, and we was just talking about dates, but we can involve the way y'all date in because, you know, I realize after so many years that that's actually the way. But, okay, so you too, Rodney. I mean, as far as I think it's the taste, because I seen your taste and I gag too. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, yes,
and, you know,
Rodney, you know, and I got tea on you too.
Yeah.
Come on,
Rodney.
Come on,
Rodney.
I got you
covered, Rodney,
too, now.
Oh, darling, Rodney, why did you say something?
No. Divine, what day did you say the Unity Ball was again?
April 17th.
Rodney, a couple of your muscles will be in there.
Divine, you know,
Rodney,
like, you.
Oh, you said that intro is right for him. I get her. Old Jaggy
Divine,
Swag.
We all know Rodney like the light skinned boys.
I heard some things
that
is easy.
That's true.
That is it, right?
We got a call at
862-600.
You're live on the air.
Oh, shit.
Wait a minute. I just want to say that y'all is not going to discuss my father, who he likes.
Oh, shit. You better do that, baby. I'm just like, wait a minute.
I had a
girl, today's messy day. You want some? Don't you
ain't got to I said nothing.
Again, Kelly. I want to be the first again to say happy birthday to ex Ms. Raheem.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday, ex Ms. Raheem, for the second out of the 2 hour we have been timed. Happy birthday.
Happy
and for me, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of eerie. Rodney, what's your sign?
Cancer.
Stop sign.
Oh, shit. Oh, you is a sensitive honey. Oh, Rodney is something else. A cancer.
Yes. Rodney's sign is a stop sign.
Oh,
wow.
Wow.
Rodney, I thought you was a Scorpio.
No, my mom is. So
who said they thought Rodney was a Scorpio? Because that was a very, very odd
statement. How many people know about this sign change shit? Did anybody sign change? Mine changed.
Yeah, but that's from people that was born. That was from
2000.
Yeah.
Wait,
y'all have a, what's the name? But it's just Aries and Geminis.
Let me
clarify, because what I say is that I know so much about them individuals, and they a lot of them are our dearest and closest friends. But bitch, if you ever sit back down and realize and think about it, from a date to a sister to a girlfriend of a Gemini, you will come together. And the same thing about an Aries. Watch, yeah, except you will come together, bitch. If somebody.
Wait a minute. The Aries are there. We are the sweetest things. What do you mean? Oh, baby, my mama's an Aries. I know y'all.
That's until you cross us.
And I'm not saying it in a bad thing, because I love Aries. My Ray, Kiana, my love of my life was an Aries. So it was. I'm not saying that, but being that I've been so encountered with them Aries, darling, and them Gemini.
Well,
if
you say that, I can say the same thing about the Scorpios and the Pisces. The same.
Ooh, I'm so fortunate that I'm a Libra.
Well, I'm happy that I'm a Sagittarius because we're the domineering race. And I'm so happy that I'm a Gemini.
Oh, girl, we knew you were a Gemini.
Because I was a Gemini. Girl, y'all flipped like the scripts.
No, Gemini is something else. But mind you, you can learn a lot from a Gemini, because I must say this to the whole world, because I've been saying it to people with everything, that I learned something from Miss Kelly. I didn't think I could, because I would be the older sister, and I read the Bible, and I'm a little bit more wisdom, even though I got my own demons. But I learned something from Kelly, bitch. The Gemini, at their calmness and a real scary moment. And for me, I'll be crying, and all of y'all will be frustrated, and I would be gagging, because I'm a Libra and I'm sensitive, and I'm really over with it. And Kelly will know that the worst thing is about to happen to her, or she's about to walk into the worstest thing. One, she walks into it, pays it, unbarred it. Not with the intention, and I'm going to say this to everybody, that she's looking for something. Just with the intention is, I'm going in here because this is what I want to do, and nobody's going to stop me from anything else. And that's it. It's no, she's not there because she coming to address you. But she's going to be there if you felt like you're going to address her. And everything, bitch, is so calm with this bitch, Rodney. I wrote with her, friend, I really gagged, and I was sitting there looking at her, bitch. I was scared. I said, let me be quiet. I'm not going to say nothing this whole Friday. My whole ride home. And as you went there, I really gagged that set. So that's a very good thing that I learned from a Gemini. And when I thought about it, a lot of them are like that. A lot of them are like that. And I was thinking about it like, so you can learn something, but them Geminis and those Aries,
But you know what, Nicole, with Geminis, like one thing about us is, though, don't get on our bad side. That's one thing about Geminis. You cannot get on our bad side, because once you get on our bad side, we will turn evil on your ass. Seriously.
And Kelly knows about that. I think me as like Sagittarius, I think we're more tolerative, and then once when it snaps, it snaps. It's done. Like we don't. It's not. There's no backwards. There's no rekindle. It's nothing. It's like, oh, get the fuck out of here. Don't ever speak to me again. And I like it like that. I can live with it.
No, that's right, honey. But ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time, honey. I'm about to get in the bed and lay down. I have to go fill out this application for my new apartment tomorrow, because, bitch, I'm moving back to Harlem next month, bitch. So,
all right.
One
by one,
can everybody please say
goodnight?
Good
night.
This is Rodney. I want to, first, I just want to say thanks to Selvin for diffusing the situation with me. I thank you, and I love you. Good night.
Good night, everyone. BJ, I know you over there cooking. Call me. I want some fucking food. I know you hear me.
Nicole?
She probably hung up.
But I
didn't
want to
say
I want to say good night to everyone, and thank you.
I just love little James.
I want to say good night to everyone, and thank you for the party that you guys gave me.
Nicole?
Yeah. Kelly? Oh, this is I'm sorry, I was off the phone. Good night to everyone. God bless everyone. Have a wonderful night. Sleep tight. Like I said, congratulations to Philadelphia chapter. I am so happy for you, China. Bye.
Good night to everyone, and good night especially to Tiana Ebony and Berlin, now Ebony.
I know that's right, honey. Like I tell y'all every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother, and awesome is Rahi. I love y'all all for loving me, honey. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into this weekend, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. We'll be back here tomorrow night on the classic What the Fuck Tuesday, where my girlfriend is 15. We'll have a whole bunch of juice. And any of you bitches call in here and you try it, she will read you. I'll see you all tomorrow night on What the Fuck Tuesday. Tell a girlfriend, tell a friend, bring them on. Straight, gay, transsexual, bisexual, have them on the show, honey. It's hot. The girls love me. Bye-bye.
right now.